I guess the word.
Can you hear it?
Episode 30!
Oh, are we starting?
I don't know. Are we? Is this episode 30?
This is episode 30!
Hey!
Episode 30!
We're gonna talk about some comic books!
Ba ba ba! Empire Strikes Botscast!
From the past 2 weeks!
December 17th!
December 17th!
December 17th! We're going to talk about comics and comic book stuff and other stuff that we like and things and such. And we'll also
since the start of December.
Yeah.
Rochambeau.
Yeah.
We're going to give you a catch up.
Right.
December.
And there'll be spoilers, so, you know.
You should have read these already by
yeah.
now.
And hot toddies. If you guys were here, there would be hot toddies.
There would be hot
life,
toddies
for
with,
everyone. Which there are.
Some made with rum and some made with tequila.
Because we only have random
That's
booze
true.
At our house.
It's true. Well, without further ado, I'm Brian.
I'm Camille.
Hey, it's Jules.
And it's Tyler.
And it's Blake.
And it's Blake.
Yay!
I'm going to get that right.
And. I like the and.
They're using an acronym for Tyler and Blake.
Tab.
Ooh, tab. It's tab.
Bat.
But it's 30th episode. Right?
Yay!
Yay!
30! We're officially middle-aged.
Yeah. Ah.
Five trades
five
now?
Five trades.
Oh.
Yeah. That's, wow. That's,
wow.
Yeah. Lots going
There's
on.
There's been a hardcover.
There should be a hardcover out by now. You okay there?
Look for the hardcover.
Yeah, I'm good. Oh. Tequila went down wrong.
No.
Whoa.
Sorry.
That's
it's
okay.
An experiment.
No, it's good.
Oh, good.
I did the same thing whenever I first tried it.
Or I should say my hot toddy.
I'm not a bartender by trade. Sorry.
Okay. Lots been going on lately
in the news. Camille's not a bartender.
In the news. Hey, did you hear that Joseph Gordon-Levitt's gonna star and direct the Sandman movie?
I didn't know that.
Oh,
didn't
yeah.
tell me today.
Yeah.
That's Joseph
right.
Gordon-Levitt.
JGL.
I didn't even know he was a
director.
Neil Gaiman fan. Well, I know he was a director because
yeah.
he just directed the best movie ever, which was the one about porn and
oh,
that what
one?
Was that
I
one called?
Seen it.
I saw it as well. Don John.
Don Juan.
Don Juan.
Don John or
whatever.
Yeah, I think
yeah,
it was Don
John.
John Don.
John Don.
Yeah, but, yeah so he did a great job directing that.
Yeah.
So.
Fantastic. Well, he chose Scarlett Johansson to be in the movie, so
yeah.
he did.
And he had an upstate New York accent on her.
Oh,
my goodness.
I guess he's working with David Goyer, who's doing all the DC movie stuff,
mm-hmm.
or DC World, I guess,
mm-hmm.
you know, that stuff, and Neil Gaiman.
Did he have anything to do with Green Lantern, that guy?
No, he
okay.
did not.
Okay, good.
But, and as well as Neil Gaiman,
mm-hmm.
and,
wow.
or Gaiman.
Gaiman, not Diamond.
Not Diamond.
Well, he kind of is a gem.
Right.
Oh.
But when it was tweeted out by Joseph Gordon-Levitt,
it,
and he did, like, hashtag prelude, which...
Mm-hmm.
Means
is
that,
a story.
Yeah, it might
which isn't overture,
prelude
which is funny
nocturne.
Because that's the prelude that they're coming out with
right,
now.
Right.
It's like, oh, we'll make a movie, but we're not going to do the prelude that we're coming out with.
No, so, no, yeah, because, like, it's set for, what, like, you know, what, late 2014, 2015, some, you know, somewhere around there or whatever.
Hmm.
And that gives them time to finish Overture because
right.
they did push issue 2 over to, what, February?
But,
when it should be, like... Issue 3 should be coming
yeah.
out about that time. And so I think they're kind of spreading it out to, you know, kind of link up to, so after the, maybe the last issue comes
you're
out,
gonna
the
read
movie's coming out.
Sandman.
Yeah.
Start with Preludes and Nocturnes. Don't
yeah.
start with.
So,
yeah.
Did you ever read Sandman?
Not, no. I did not.
Yes.
I started
mm-hmm.
just now. But
I read singles.
It's a lot.
It's my
yeah.
first
okay.
introduction.
Because
yeah.
I tried years ago when
yeah.
it looked awesome and cool and
mm-hmm.
goth was amazing. And I don't know. Was I not smart enough?
It's
it starts.
Yeah.
It's very literary.
It is very literary.
Was it? But it was Neil
Gaiman.
Is it Gaiman?
It's
not
Gaiman.
Gaiman?
Well,
Gaiman.
Maybe he's British.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm not sure.
But
so
married to Amanda Palmer.
I'm not good with
yes.
words.
She's an awesome musician.
She
yeah.
is. She's super awesome. But okay, so but it was him even back then. Is
right.
that right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
yeah,
the
he's always done it.
And
yeah.
Yeah, after, yeah.
Which is awesome. Because
they did
I mean,
the hero
awesome
run.
It's
well,
so
it
cool, but I just
it's
never
just necessary
I just didn't
to have
get it.
Wikipedia by your side whenever reading him, so you can
yeah.
yeah.
right.
Oh, yeah, big times. Like, all kinds of historical
time.
References.
Yeah.
Big
time.
Big
time.
Big time. Well, that's cool. I can't
yeah.
wait to see how that plans out.
Speaking of, you know, the Amazing Spider-Man 2 is coming out, and it had a bunch of...
I heard the trailer is amazing.
Yeah, the trailer is pretty awesome, and there's a lot of, like, little hints, like, in the trailers leading for other stuff as well, because now they're talking
about... Jamie Foxx as Electro.
Yeah.
So Rhino Armor Man's.
Yeah, suit. And it's all, like, part of Oscorp and Green Goblin supposedly coming in, and this, that, and the other. But, like, there's material in the trailers that link... or referenced a Venom executable. So there's gonna, and then Sony came out and announced that they're gonna do a Venom tie-in, and or not a tie-in, but a Venom-based movie and a Sinister Six-based movie as well for the Amazing Spider-Man world.
And so it's gonna be a while before Marvel gets a hold of that
franchise. Marvel, Disney is never gonna get a hold of that franchise.
No, I don't know what they're.
Do we start at Doc Ock?
Come back. Because also in the movie, or in the trailer, you can see as they walk by in one of the Oscorp stations, you can see the frame of the Doc Ock suit with the arms and Vulture's wings as well, like mechanical versions of the
film. Haven't seen it. I've been told to watch it over and over again. Yeah. So I guess I need to YouTube it.
Speaking of things that we shall have watched over and over again, Godzilla trailer?
Dude, Godzilla trailer.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know anything about it.
Oh, man. Dude, just came out like a few days ago, actually.
Bryan Cranston's in it. Yeah. Kick-Ass is a part of it. He's on the airplane going down.
Oh, man.
Bryan Cranston, like Breaking Bad?
Yeah. And Heisenberg is in it. Yeah. But he's got hair.
It's always weird because he had hair in Total Recall, too.
So weird. But no, it looks fantastic, and I guess... there's going to be a villain that's not just Godzilla, so it's not going to be like...
Well, because...
Look at that, Mothra?
No, not Mothra.
Because it's always been weird representing Godzilla as whether he was, like, a good or bad thing. You know, a lot of it was just he was this monster that attacked everything, but then... Oh, but then he helped us a few times, but there was always, like,
he's
this
misunderstood.
Rampage. It's true, he is.
I don't know if he's misunderstood.
He terrorizes little Asian people.
Wow.
Just,
it looks
you know.
So good.
Man, I can't wait. Especially the way that they ended the trailer when it was like the cloud of smoke and, you know, he rears his head and then turns and it's like, roar! You know, does the classic
way more manly.
Yeah, way super manly, yeah. But, yeah, super, super good stuff. I can't wait for that one. And when was that? It's May of 2014.
Right before my birthday.
Yeah.
We saw Bryan Cranston on that David Blaine show. That there David Blaine show?
That there David Blaine? Yeah.
He looked like a super hipster.
Right?
I was like, whoa. Whoa, with your chucks.
Chucks are good for any occasion.
They are, but it's funny because he's like Heisenberg in my mind. You know?
Right.
Like,
right.
Older, middle-aged, dying, trying to support his family.
It's okay. My mother, grandmother was like, I'm gonna go have dinner with this guy named Walter. He's like, hey, make sure you ask him if he sells meth or not. I was like, that'd be a good icebreaker.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So Arrow came out, or dude, not came out, but it aired a
few
weeks.
Last week. Yeah. And now it was the mid-season finale.
And so Flash is coming in.
Right, you got to see the accident that led
Barry Allen to
become
the Flash. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. A convenient storm.
And Deathstroke's now a major villain.
Right. So
I thought they killed him.
Have
we
talked about how young Flash looks in this?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. He looks like really, like, fresh.
He looks like Kid Flash.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
But he is Barry.
And to
though,
me, Barry and Arthur, they've always, Oliver, have always seemed around the same age.
Yeah.
Right.
This, I don't know, it seems pretty big age.
Well, it's kind of weird, too, because him and Felicity are kind of like this big love connection that's happening.
Yeah.
But it's like, Iris is like his longtime girlfriend.
Hold on. You guys said Felicity?
Yeah.
This is on channel, 34?
Yeah.
CW.
Was it the original Felicity?
Oh,
CW.
Look at you.
Mind blown.
Just saying.
Mind making blown. Connections and connecting.
Solomon Grundy is actually a villain as well.
Because we had talked about this before, but I watched some of, up to Deathstroke, I think it was like right when Huntress was being introduced, I was just like, I couldn't take it anymore. I was like, really, guys?
She
you just killed Deathstroke? It was like nothing, you know? And
but so much happens on the island.
Yeah, but now that season two has all these, of course, with Ra's al Ghul and the League of Assassins and such, I was like, well, all right, I might pick it up. But I saw that episode. I saw the Flash debut or whatever.
It looked good.
It looked really cool, and I was interested.
And you're getting to see Speedy coming in as well.
Yeah. In a way, yeah. I could see that. But did you know that Ernie Hudson may be playing Detective West, which is Barry's, like, you know, look up to, because, you know, Barry's a cop and, right. you know, and all this stuff, so that'd be pretty rad.
That would be. But did you see the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. mid-season finale?
No, I did not. I haven't seen the past couple episodes.
Not nearly as good as Arrow. Really? The guy who had the extremists in the first episode is asked to help them because
no, we
go,
watched that.
Oh yeah.
Okay. The organization. Yeah, it was. Yeah. But of course, you know, I have to wait till. Okay, so Julius, you haven't been watching as much. You still know that you don't know what happened to Coulson, right? After the mid-season finale, still nothing.
Still nothing.
But they at least have said, like, you're going to find out.
And it's
at some point. It's going to be mind-blowing.
And the bad guys are like, we know what happened the day after you died. So it's kind of
funny. So we know that he died.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, he definitely died. He always knows that, but then, I guess, recovered in Tahiti or something. Mm. I don't know.
Also, check this out. Bryan Singer, director of upcoming Days of Future Past.
Yeah, and the original first two X-Men, but
yeah.
Age of Apocalypse movies next.
Maybe we'll get to see a cool Archangel.
Maybe. Cool. That would be awesome. Archangel. Yeah.
Cool Colossus.
Yes.
One of the best incarnations.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That would be cool.
He's Bryan Singer. He's going to direct that as well. Mm-hmm. I really am looking forward to Days of Future Past, personally. You know,
yeah.
I don't know how I feel about Magneto manipulating the magic bullet. I don't know how I feel about that. That's what they're saying. JFK's assassination bullet was manipulated. But have you got seen that in the trailer?
No.
Yeah, they're kind of hinting that the magic bullet or the mystery bullet was manipulated by Magneto. That's how they.
Why would Magneto do that?
Who knows? I didn't say that he shot him. I'm just saying that he may have manipulated it. At least that's what they're alluding to in the trailer. But.
I guess he really is that maniacal now, but I don't think that he would have been at that time.
I think he's cool and awesome. He should have been. So. Well, not like, no, I'm not saying that he should have shot people, but I'm saying that he's awesome and cool and maniacal.
Yeah.
Not that he should have shot President.
Man, Animal Man is ending.
29.
Of course, just as soon as I get into it.
What do you mean ending? Like, I need to explain.
They're ending the series because they're debuting another...
Justice League Canada.
So Jeff
Lemire, and actually he's supposed to be doing the art with Trevor Foreman, so it'll be, you know, kind of like a merge or whatever, and then they're going to bring Animal Man into the Justice League Canada.
So he's still going to be an entity.
Yeah,
but one of my favorite DC books. They've pretty much canceled two of my favorite.
Batwoman and Animal Man now.
Yeah. That one was not canceled, but
then they keep that.
It didn't sell well.
They keep that freaking movement and. Green Team Trillionaire.
They got concept. Vibes.
Yeah, Vibes. We don't need a.
But it's funny because Vibes written by Sterling Gates, which is an Oklahoma connection.
Yeah, but I mean,
it's not very good.
Hmm. Why? So how? But they did all that red, earth, green, death.
Yeah,
the tie in the rot, red, and the.
So
what's going to happen with all that stuff?
I mean, it's in the middle of it now. So and it's on what issue 25?
And they're just swapping artists. Like the new one that's coming out tomorrow. By different artists.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know, we'll see. But that's.
I wish Jeff Lemire would just suck it up and draw it himself.
Well, I guess we'll just get on into it. Because, I mean, speaking of, you know, that stuff, we had Zero Year going on with DC. Right. And Batman 26 came out, right?
Yeah.
It sure did.
Which doesn't tell anything about Zero Year. But yet, is still an extension of the story,
right? It's not tagged with a 0 year tag at the top,
right?
All the other ones are, but it was just a continuation of the story. Because in 25, it ends with Lucius Fox stabbing Bruce Wayne in the neck with a needle, and you're like, "Oh no!"
But
of course, it's never as it seems.
Yeah. Of course, turns out he was inoculating him against Dr. Death's bone growth serum. So in 26 we finally get the showdown between Batman and Dr. Death.
Right, Batman who's newly Batman.
Newly Batman.
He's new Marrow Batman?
New and improved Marrow
Batman.
But we're finally paying $3.99 for Batman, not like $7.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right. It still has a glossy cover at least, but I mean, really guys? I don't know.
But it was I really kind of dug this issue and the story still. I mean, it's a nice little showdown. Dr. Death almost kills Bruce Wayne by crushing his skull. He barely survives. You get a nice little background into Bruce Wayne and Lieutenant Gordon's background, apparently.
Oh, like the building of the relationship.
Exactly.
Yeah.
In this one, Lieutenant Gordon may have been skimming and taking money from businesses back in the day.
Oh,
so
Shady Gordo. He was a dirty cop.
Yeah, exactly.
Shady
so,
Gordo.
Right now, Batman doesn't even trust him. So
that's cool, because him and Barbara are fighting in Batgirl, so.
Well, Justice League 3000 came out, number one, New 52. So this is another reason they need to cancel great titles like Animal Man, so they can bring out stuff like this, which...
Why?
Yeah, why? I mean, really, for me, and I may be, like, overly critical, one, I don't see it necessary or whatever, but Howard Porter's art, that's awesome. That is really, really cool. But, I mean, it's an interesting idea, don't get me wrong, but the Wonder Twins, this is all being ran by the Wonder Twins.
Right.
So, basically... They in the future, they've taken gene samples and recreated the Justice League because of this hive mind alien force that's taken over the planet. And,
I wish we could just picture Camille's face right now. She's like, what the
what?
Just give me like the...
And like all the language is like straight up Star Wars Galactic Basic. I mean, seriously, if you look at all the... I mean, it totally...
Huh.
It's gotta be. I have to look up the dictionary thing for that and see if it's actually says anything. That'd be a nice little touch.
Yeah.
Another little hidden bonus, kind of like the Guardians did.
Yeah.
With the talking. But yeah, I don't mean it's weird because it's like they take the defining factors of what really made them heroes, like Batman's, you know, longing for his parents and everything,
right.
His
so
dream
it's supposed
and desire,
to like,
and then
alter him to be better, though.
Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, it's just internal conflict with themselves.
But isn't it like Justice League of the Future? Wasn't that just called Legion of Superheroes back in the day?
Yeah, I mean, why? I don't know. But
where was the demand for this?
I don't know. But I gotta say, it is a nice little distraction from Forever Evil,
right? Yes, but. Christmas will be in the next installment of it, which is okay.
It's
a
still
bit
going
possible.
On?
Yeah. Yes.
The Justice League
it's seven. It's only on four right now.
What? We've been talking about it for like 6 months.
Power Man is not a very nice movie.
No.
That's
Power pretty much all they've gotten through so far. It's just setting up where they came from. And,
sounds awesome.
Yeah. And I can't bring myself to read any of the tie-ins. The Arkham War stuff, I mean...
Arkham War's kind of cool just because Batman villains are running amok.
Yeah.
Amok.
And Bane's getting ready to become Batman because he wants to put everything back in order.
Okay.
So it'll be interesting.
Yeah. He's going to become Batman?
Oh, that's cool.
So, I don't know.
And the... Rogues Rebellion is going to lead into a ongoing Rogues.
Really?
Which is okay, because I think next to Batman, Flash has, like, the next best villains.
Yeah, and there's never really been a showcase of
which
this.
Is going to be cool
yeah.
for the Flash show, because they're going to have so many villains to work with. If they start with lame ones, it's going to flatline quick.
Oh, man.
There's so many good ones.
Well, I don't know, because I thought Arrow was going to flatline quick.
Yeah,
I was a disbeliever at first. I gave away so many Arrow bags at the shop before I actually watched one second of that shift.
Oh, man. Trillium.
Trillium
came out. Vertigo. What did you think about this one?
It was interesting to read. You had to read the...
Was it one of those catchy...
Yeah.
Catches
yeah,
to have a
unique,
niche.
But it tells you how to read it.
Oh, like, really? They said,
he had so
you know why?
Over
you know
Twitter.
Why?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was like, you know your book's too freaking hard to read? Excuse me. Too freaking hard to read?
Yeah.
So you need instructions now.
There's a little arrow now that helps.
Yeah.
So you read the top half of the book first, and then you flip it over and read the bottom.
Oh, yeah,
wow.
So you go all the
and
way
so
through
it,
the book.
It just bugs you the entire time, because the ads are the same way.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I couldn't train my eyes not to look down and spoil what was going
on
right? in the next
so
little.
Hard. Mm. But they forgot each other, but now they're remembering. And
so they kind of took each other's lives?
Yeah, it's like
pretty much.
What the what?
So, he's in the future and she's in the past now?
Exactly. Yeah, because the future
so how is she married?
Invaded.
Is she married to his wife?
No, she's from a royal British family.
Yeah.
So they didn't swap lives.
And him and his brother
so
are
just
in space.
So
yeah.
They just swapped
but, like, they
but they
kinda...
forgot
they...
about each other when they swapped.
Yeah.
But it's weird because the entire time they're both just like, this isn't right.
This doesn't feel
quite
right.
Yes.
Yeah,
because
William starts asking Essie, because he just knows Essie from, you know.
From the mind swap.
Right. And so
life swap
he's like, well,
swap.
You know, can you archive, you know, check... Like this far back, because I don't remember, you know, the stage. She's like, no, it's gone. It's archived. Some special code.
But
can't find
Nika's, like, mom died in World War One.
Yeah.
Like the original war. What?
So there's like this whole other history for them being in these other timelines as well.
What the crazy.
I know.
It is.
How many more are there?
I think there's 10.
Yeah, so this is halfway through.
Yeah. So halfway through, and you're totally mind screwed.
Right? Same with
weight. You never know.
Same
with
weight trade's coming out.
Come out there in the last few.
Is it coming out? The weight trade is coming out tomorrow?
Yeah, part one.
$9.99, yeah. Which isn't bad.
That's not bad at all. Yeah. How much was Saga when it came out?
$9.99.
Yeah, and it was 6
inches.
Gosh, there's so many good things.
I know, right?
So many good things for $10. I'll buy that for $1.
Right.
Dude, so Brian, I've heard so many people coming up to All-Star being like, man, all Brian can stop, like, can't stop talking about is Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Peter Parker's back.
wait, what?
Yeah. So, Amazing Spider-Man, Marvel has this series, I think it's five or six, but it's 700.1, .2, .3.
Coming out on Christmas.
Yeah. And
tomorrow.
Two
are coming out tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 4 and 5 are both coming out tomorrow.
The first
Wednesday, guys. Don't forget.
Yeah, tomorrow is Wednesday. This is Tuesday. Yay. The first two, point 1 and point 2, are a combined arc where it's like...
Baby, it's cold outside.
It's super cold. And, like, all Spidey's, you know, having to fly through... freezing cold and
which is weird because there's a Daredevil story that was about that. It was about him saving a girl's heart in like the coldest storm that ever hit New York. So maybe it was the same storm.
Maybe.
It is cold outside, and so as he's flying around, it's like he's starting to lose feeling in his fingers and and such. So he's trying to get to Aunt May because there's been a power outage and such, and he has, like, his super ultra Aunt May Spidey sense going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, man, got to get to Aunt May. So there's his
it's
family
funny
conflict.
The cover at your shop is one of them has the Juggernaut on. It's like Spidey 2.
Oh, yeah,
it's like nothing can stop the Juggernaut. It's him.
But it's that Parker conflict is there again. You know, the old Petey was back, you know, and it was like, oh, you know, I gotta save everybody. But, you know, because nobody else can make it, because it's snow is like, you know, 4 feet high, and
he has to plow snow through a bridge all by himself with his hands.
Yeah, and it's like apparently it's like the coldest night in the world has ever happening is happening right now.
It's like Baylor OSU.
Yeah, and then he finally gets to Aunt May and everything. But the first two are, you know, a big extension of that arc, and it was nice just to see, you know.
Doc Ock and Peter Parker.
Right, it was just Spider-Man.
Real world drama.
It was just Peter being Peter.
So it's just like a little filler story, though. If like it's basically taking outside of the current Amazing Spider-Man.
Right,
it's like a 1 year, I guess, thank you, because 700 came out Christmas last year.
So this has
been like, I don't know, we'll bring him back once a year.
Just once a year. But then point three is another story arc where... he and Firebrand are in this battle, and Firebrand gets super ticked, right? And grabs Pete Spidey and just burns the holy hell out of him.
Like, gives him everything he has.
Scarred, and like passes out because he's completely drained of firepower.
There's an awesome panel in there, just the Spider-Man mask melting across Peter Parker's face.
He is just a charred piece of meat, and he gets, these guys show up, like this black ambulance shows up, and it picks them up and hurries them off, and they're like, oh, we got to get them out of here before the cops and everybody show up, you know, and it's like an ambulance. You're like, what's going on? Is this like some sort of like first alert team or something going on? You know?
He's ready to be EMT.
What was it?
I don't know. We'll see once I join the League of Dark EMTs.
But they end up taking him to this facility, treating him. He wakes up and he's in this hospital for all intents and purposes, and they're like treating him like, you know, normal patients or whatnot. And he's hanging out in the main viewing where they, you know, watch TV or whatever. And he starts to hear these guys talking, and he's like he's hearing their actual names as they're talking. They're like,
their actual names.
Yeah, they're like, oh man, I just got, you know, after that, Rhino, and, you know, had that run in with this and that. And they were like, wait, what? How is that? You know, he starts to put two and two together, and ultimately it turns out it's a villain's hospital. That whenever villains get into battle and get beat up and all this jazz, then there's this secret underground hospital team that takes care of them and makes them better so they can go do more villainy.
Like the VA.
Right.
Exactly.
Or the villains.
Exactly. It's still the VA.
Yeah.
That's true.
So he's so charred up that nobody knows who he is. And he's been there hanging out, and basically it ends up he's like sitting next to Shocker, who just got some new tech in, and he's trying on his new mask and all this other crazy stuff. And he's like, oh crap, they're going to figure out who I am, and then I'm screwed. And then basically cliffhanger ends that, yeah, the main doctor is aware of his identity through his blood samples. Dun, dun, dun.
Okay, so in contrast to Peter Parker drama, how's Superior been?
Superior's been actually pretty entertaining. Now, again, with the Amazing Spider-Man stuff, the old PD Spider-Man was always, it was just Pete. That was it. You know, it was, he didn't have a legion of Spider-Men or cameras all over, you know, he didn't have this super crazy, hectic, organized, I mean, his only dilemma was just dealing with himself, really, you know, but so
get
there's
over
so
if
much.
You want the redhead or the blonde before you go saving the world.
Mm-hmm. But there's so much that's going on.
Life is hard.
Superior. Like, he's graduating from school, he's getting, you know, his doctor, he's starting his company, he's starting a relationship.
Who's his relationship with? A short doctor.
Yeah. And
it's been a while since I read that one.
Yeah, and you know, obviously, parading around as Spider-Man, you know, doing this, that, and the other. Well, there's a confrontation with the crime world now, all being run by goblins and such. They've been basically selling off aliases. And so there's like this new crime syndicate. They're like, wait, we just beat that guy, you know, and it's like they're just popping up all over the place. So they've been sending Agent Venom in, which there's been rumblings in the Marvel world that Venom is going away for whatever reason. But that may neither, you know, here nor there. But Flash Thompson is the current Venom, and
right.
He has no legs because war injury. They've controlled the symbiote enough to where he can still have the relationship and a camaraderie with it, but not let it overpower and freak out and go crazy. So when it forms around him, he has legs and, you know, carries
right.
and all this other stuff.
Sounds kind of more like a mission-based mercenary.
Right. And now Otto has created this technology for, you know, limbs, for military limbs, such like that, because Aunt May, you know, had broke her leg, this, that, and
right.
the other, and so he was fixing everything for her, and ended up
because the doctor wasn't doing a good enough job.
Right. And so gave Flash new leg. It basically ends up tricking him, you know, knocking him out because he's, you know, finds out that he's Venom and everything, and makes legs for Flash and tries to extract the symbiote, which eventually smashes out of the containment unit and latches on to Otto, who is
so he's going to become Black Suit Otto.
It's
Spider-Man.
Superior Venom.
Superior Venom. We are Superior Venom.
Yeah. So, yeah. But the art is awesome.
Awesome. Yes.
Yeah. Oh man, I cannot tell you enough. I mean, it's really the
most
entertaining.
They have to have something to make that story awesome.
I mean, the story is entertaining. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's, you know, it's a different take on Spider-Man. You know, different guys. It's weird that it's Spider-Man.
It's still
not
Peter Parker.
Yeah. But
1 year later.
It's still an entertaining book, and I still continue to read it.
So did the point ones through point fours, did it make you miss Peter Parker even more?
It was kind of, you know, I guess mildly nostalgic. You know, it was just like, oh, it was a quiet, not necessarily quiet, you know, Spider-Man story or anything, but just that it was spent dealing with just him. You know what I mean? It was so focused on him and his world, and so it was really nice. Speaking of worlds, Guardians of the Galaxy came out, issue 9.
Still Francavilla doing the art as well.
Man, it is fantastic.
You can't beat Franco.
Okay.
What can you say about this book?
It's been fantastic since it started, and even though they switch out artists, they couldn't be better.
Yeah, it's still just, oh man.
Why the Infinity tie-in this
way,
though?
Yeah, there was really, it was all humanity.
Yeah,
I mean, it's developing a relationship now that Angela's on the team. You know, everybody's kind of after
and now
all
there's
this stuff.
Falcon in space.
Yeah, that's what had like that little. It was like what 2-3 pages in. There's a shot of Angela like being knocked out.
Of the ship.
There's a little Millennium Falcon flying across the page. And so just,
oh, that's neat.
Yeah.
I wonder if Lando's driving it. Maybe
yeah, I don't know. But Speaking of the Infinity stuff, it just ended.
It did.
Issue 6 had come out.
Inhumanity has begun!
Inhumanity is here. And I don't know what to say about that. I mean, Infinity, I liked half of it. I liked the Thanos stuff. I liked the stuff which actually regarded
as human. The Thanos stuff, or do you mean his son?
The whole Thanos arc. Right. That side of things was really cool. The
builders.
It was a lot.
And it also, it was way too much for me. Involved. And then it just seemed very, very rushed how it came to the conclusion.
And they were like, this is like so massive and so epic.
These are the people who built our galaxy, all powerful beings.
How are we going to end this? Oh, hey, let's get Starbrand to just like raise his hand and go, I'm the ultimate Starbrand guy, and boom, blow it all up. And so we are done with that part now. So now we can focus on Inhumanity, where now Black Bolt has destroyed the city.
Released the Terrigen Bomb.
Terrigen Mists.
It's awakened inhuman genes in everyone.
Right.
Well, not
so
everyone.
So it's kind of like Inhumans turned to X-Men.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like.
But yeah, basically it's a world of mutants.
So Inhumanity number one, Inhumans. Matt Fraction, Oliver Copiel. You know, you think they a good team up.
Yeah.
By the looks of things. First issue is a lot of exposition.
It is. A little setting, world building, setting some stuff up. But the big news
is Korak, our friend on the cover, is now deceased.
Yeah. He basically figures it all out because of the secrets that, Black Bolt's been hiding back and all this other such.
And that's what he does.
Yeah.
He figures things out.
Yeah, and so he figures out, what happens with Medusa and everybody when they got teleported out, whenever the bomb exploded,
and the other.
He puts
all the pieces together, realizes the Inhumans are all over
and
the
he's
place.
Like, I failed you, see you later, bye. And he's gone. He just jumps off
out of it, yeah.
And I almost think there might be other forces at play. I feel like Korak would not do that.
No, I don't know.
Through just, reading the Inhumans over the years.
It's a new Inhuman shapeshifter.
Maybe we're looking into it a little too much. If you really did, that'd be
good news.
But either way, Marvel Universe is focusing on the Inhumans now. So here, Julius, check this out. You could do an Avengers versus the X-Men versus the Inhumans.
Won't be joining that one.
Get three different variants.
So I don't even know who the Inhumans are.
No, we need 130 variants for each series.
That would probably happen.
And of course, now that there's a new story arc coming around, we've got new tie-ins, which
Yay.
The Awakening is basically what?
With
the hunt?
Yeah, kids were doing, whatever Mom and Papa were out saving the universe.
And they're out basically finding pods, people that have just been released in the pods, because when they release the gas, some people immediately changed, or some just kind of came into this cocoon gel-like stand, and then eventually birth out of it, and they're going around finding these people and hey, what can you do, trying to help them, whatever. I got 3 pages into this book and did not care, so I just closed it.
So did you even get to this part?
No.
That's a good point.
No,
it's,
I did not.
I really did not enjoy the Twitter / Facebook stylized of
that
the entire
was one of
episode.
The things that I
we,
could not get past.
We have a running Facebook messaging people between, or messages between two people. We have no idea who they are.
Yeah.
And then we have this new Inhuman that's burst out, this girl who suddenly discovers she can fly. And we find out about her through her Facebook posts and pictures uploads.
Of course.
And I'm sorry. No, thank you.
That's ridiculous.
And I wanna like it's Matt Kent.
Yeah.
And, I just don't know, man. I don't know. I mean, I can understand for the young appeal, for...
It just seems like they're trying way too hard for young appeal.
It does. It seems really forced. It's hey, here's a whole bunch of slang words.
You like Facebook? Here's Facebook.
Yeah. In Avengers.
We have tweets.
I don't know. I couldn't get it. But...
Okay, wait. I have to go to bed. So can we talk about Hinterkind real quick?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm crashing hard, guys. I've got to go to bed soon.
No,
so, Hinterkind.
Hinterkind, yes.
Did anybody else read it?
I did.
Yeah.
I
came back there with you.
Okay, so did you... Oh, but you didn't have to catch up. You were just already on.
Yeah, I'm there.
Yeah, right. Well,
2 and 3?
Uh-huh.
Let's talk about it.
Let's do it.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It is so amazing. 2, we have our heroine and our man with a monkey tail.
Yeah. Yeah.
Going out into the
our
world.
Our heroes in waiting,
exactly.
Ultimately.
And they fight this awesome big old giant right on the bridge as soon as they leave the safety of their little Madison Square Garden, or not Madison Square Garden,
Yeah.
Is it?
Well,
but
yeah,
is it?
It's,
well, it's New
Central York.
Central
Park.
Yeah.
Central Park.
Yeah.
There you go. That's
yeah.
The
yeah.
They get captured by some crazy mutant people out in the world. That
right.
It's basically like all fairy, like all sorts of crazy stuff.
But you don't realize that at first. I mean,
yeah,
at first
it
seems as if there's some sort of genetic jump
right.
or defect somewhere. But yeah, come to find out, fairy tales are real.
Yeah.
Exactly. And they've been real all along.
It's
and
true.
We get to meet the queen of the Hinterkind and see her little conflict with her daughter who wants to wipe out all of the humans.
Right.
Yeah.
But she's wise and she knows that, you know, that's not the answer. I mean,
right.
No. You can't do that. You can't just wipe out an entire race.
Man, if I were the queen, I would seriously sit on a beach and read for like 2 months straight, too. Like, I asked to not be bothered. Just saying.
Yeah, because you got the patchwork guys that now, I guess, rustle up at pretty much anybody they can find. And they're like, if she can't use them or whatever, she just incinerates them in chambers.
I'm really frustrated
yeah.
right now. I felt like a little bit of a letdown in terms of a first issue about how things are going. 2 and 3 sound awesome.
Yeah.
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 Well,
yeah, it's
yeah.
really taken off.
You kind of got to stick with it.
It's
mean.
True. That's why I was saying.
I didn't like the first one either. I just overanalyzed.
I really,
issues,
I don't know.
Like.
I thought the first issue was good.
Yeah.
So
basically they're getting sold off and they're trying to make them take, you know, go find Central Park to, like, get more, you know,
right,
humans
right.
to sell off and
right.
trade or whatever. And
not
then
just
they
to sell off, but to eat.
Yeah,
because they're
delicious.
Cannibals.
Whatever.
Well, I guess they're not cannibals, technically,
right.
because
and then they just
genetically
they get called
speaking
up. Yeah, because, you know, the elf, he was, you know, how you've been walking around or whatever and passing for human or whatever.
He went off on a big spiel.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he had been cutting his ears off and had sewn them down to look human.
Right,
so
his elven ears would not give him away.
Yeah,
yeah.
So that was kind of neat. But.
So it turns out all of the Hinterkind hates humanity for what we've done to them over the years.
Into
yeah.
each other, into everybody.
Right.
Into
okay, so I got that feel from the first issue.
Yeah, that's
right.
Yeah, it's pretty much what if that all world took over. But it's been really cool, especially this whole thing now, because there's no remorse in this. I mean, it didn't matter who it was. She was just, yeah, I can't use you. Set them on fire. And then, of course, they're all lined up.
But it wasn't the queen. It was her, whatever.
Right, daughter, or whatever.
Well, the people that were making the choices once they were captured, making the decisions about who lived and who didn't live, it wasn't the queen specifically, it was...
No, yeah, it was
the henchman type.
The patchworked henchman, which was kind of weird. I mean, they were like, it was taken, like, you know, it was almost Leatherface stuff, like patches of skin.
Yeah,
like
super creepy. Oh, and the doctor.
The doctor.
Yes.
The doctor
the
gets
doctor.
Shot.
Yeah.
Which is the whole reason they went out
right.
was to find him, and
mm-hmm.
well, kind of, except for that her monkey tail friend was trying to escape,
yeah.
not trying to escape, but leave, so
right,
he didn't
right.
put everybody else in danger. So,
but yeah, this is good. You really need to read it. I mean, issue 3 is out now. I mean, you can still get caught up, and I don't know if it's ongoing. Is it ongoing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I believe
yeah.
so.
Yeah.
yeah. Oh. Also, Girls of Steampunk, by the way.
Yeah.
It's just pictures of girls. Steampunk.
Yeah.
Which is cool. I mean, that's
right.
neato if you like art like
that. At
least
the girls
awesome.
Talking about
steampunk
it.
Art, basically.
That's not a dude. Right?
Because it makes it
a little
less creepy if I talk about it.
Yeah.
Because yeah. she's touching your privates there, I'm
what?
Pretty sure. So.
Yeah, that was a pretty awesome
that's
movie.
What I
yeah.
thought.
Yeah.
I thought that she was...
So this is just
sorry.
A calendar of...
It's not
even
really...
Yeah.
Girls.
It's, yeah, it's just
like
a collection of... It's a play on the Victoria's Secret... thing.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, it's,
okay.
It's
steampunk edition.
The Victorian Secret
right.
Masquerade 2013. So that's fun for looksies. And then Steampunk Cinderella was also fun.
Yeah.
It was Cinderella.
Right, but steampunk world.
Steam-powered things instead of a pumpkin. She had like a little steam car. And,
aww.
Yeah. Nothing fancy, but it
right.
was good times.
But Krampus, though.
Yes.
Hilarious.
Gosh.
We have
yeah.
to talk Krampus. This
was
will be
so
our last
good.
Podcast before Christmas. So.
Krampus, Image Comics, #1. God,
yeah.
That's so great. So
hilarious.
For those that, so
what is
the
a monster
Krampus?
Locked in Santa Claus's...
I think it...
Yeah.
Babe, you're saying Krampus. It's
Krampus.
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 Let's pretend you're German.
German accent.
Right. Krampus.
Krampus.
So basically...
The Krampus.
Like
the
for
Krampus?
Years... In Germany, it was...
I was born.
Santa had...
Oh.
You know, if you were a good kid and everything, you got candy, presents, whatever. But if you were bad, then... Krampus would come and he would torture you into being good.
Right.
Right.
Right. And he was like this crazy beast thing.
He would beat your bottom.
And he'd basically been like kind of written out after a while, you know, right. Thinking like in the 50s.
He didn't play well with others.
Right, right. And so the story takes place that somebody's going around stealing, you know, secret components. And
yeah, stole the bones of St. Nicholas, which
stole the bones.
Gives all of the Santas across the world their magical power.
Right.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
And all the Santas from all the lands have come together and they hang out and such, and they're like...
In the North Pole.
In
at
the
North
Pole.
Pole.
Right. Ultimately...
Because their magic's Krampus. Stolen, they can't leave the North Pole.
Right,
right.
Stuck.
They can't go down chimneys without getting burnt. The elves can no longer make toys because they're becoming dumber and dumber.
Right.
They can't
yeah.
keep up with today's technology.
So to escape the North Pole and to get back at these St. Nicholas bones, they have to, I don't know, resort to the ultimate evil for Santa.
Krampus.
Krampus.
Who's been locked away in like a dungeon area, basically watching what
Downton Abbey.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been watching Downton Abbey. That's kind of what it looks like.
Yeah.
It's his stories, anyway.
Yeah.
I want to pass the time with the story.
And they're like, we need your help. And he's like, no, I'm not going to do it. Whatever. And they're like, okay, we're going to give you your freedom if you do this.
As long as you accomplish your goal
and
you don't commit too many atrocities.
Right.
We will let you go free if you help us.
And you can do whatever you want.
But to ensure that you're going to help us,
whack,
Japanese Santa has designed this awesome bomb.
It's the naughty bomb.
The naughty bomb that will detect whether Krampus is being too naughty.
Which
and will blow up instantaneously.
Yes.
What? Z?
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 Yes.
What
if
the naughty bomb gets hit on it?
Which is funny because he's like on a mission or whatever and he sees like this kid tormenting this, you
this
know,
girl
this other
the
kid,
hospital.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I'm going to, oh, I'm
look
gonna
at the naughtiness
you.
Of this child.
He needs to be
so
I must have him. He was like, you know, he's basically, oh, you know, stop the evil kid from beating on the girl or blow up.
Right. Yeah. He's like, I don't care. He's cool. He's cool. Care.
So as soon as the bomb, no, who cares about the girl beating the man? No, not me.
Which, ironically, I have a story about that, because the other night, we were hanging out, we were watching, and I was telling Camille about, you know, Krampus number one and everything, and we literally had just got done with the conversation, and look up, and American Dad started, and it was like all about Krampus. It was like, oh wow, awesome.
Was it really?
Yeah,
yeah,
it
really
was crazy.
The entire episode.
So this
yeah.
is something from the Japanese, I mean, German folklore.
Yeah,
right.
this is
yeah.
real. Yeah.
So
well,
that
I mean,
teach
obviously,
you not to be bad.
But yeah, Krampus number one, just in time for the holidays.
But it's funny because I think that is something we should touch on is that there are. There are different Santas.
Yeah,
for
each
every
so if you're,
like the
yeah.
Pacific Islands one
Santa
has like a backwards hat and a surfboard.
Yeah,
yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Hmm.
So
but
like,
yeah.
but you guys
that
are
sounds neat.
Friends,
and
yeah.
of course the American Santa is
yeah.
only concerned about food.
Yeah,
and
the British Santa's the one in charge
yeah.
right
yeah.
now.
Right.
Well, of course, that sounds about right. Doesn't it?
So that was funny.
Another number one, Dead Body Road, came out.
Brutal.
Man, I tell you, what do you think? It's Mattia Scalera, which consequently is doing Black Science.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not. He's not doing the colors, I think. And I got kind of lost there for a little bit.
Yeah,
it
there's
kinda
a lot of characters. Kind of, they look the same, so I didn't know which character belonged to the heist and who was getting tortured for what.
Yeah, and there was a point where it kind of switched where I wasn't sure if it was, you know. The husband.
Right.
Right, because basically this bank robbery gone bad or whatever. Yeah.
Ends up with a female cop killed.
And whose husband is like super mad and he's like one of those I'm gonna get vengeance guys. And
absolutely.
Then you got this guy that you know, booked it out of the bank robbery once he saw that everybody was dying.
This little hacker nerd that didn't
right.
know things were gonna go so wrong.
That's being hunted by the gang that hired them all to do the bank robbery.
Right.
Yeah. And so I mean it's in a lot of it's kind of like a Lazarus
yeah.
or like a Velvet, you know, it's like a dark or grittier, just violent, you know, story or whatever. But I'm gonna have to give it a couple issues.
Yeah.
You just related that comic to two of my favorite comic books.
Well, I mean, because it's similar to
it.
I mean, definitely check it out. I mean, it's not that it's a bad story at all, but it does take, like, some kind of, like, wait, where, you know, the, I don't know if maybe the colors, because the colors are kind of, it's all kind of washed out browns.
Right.
And, I don't know. So sometimes the features just don't really kind of correspond well, I would say. But Burn the Orphanage number 2 finally came out.
Yay.
This is the fighting game one.
Okay. Awesome.
Yes.
We go from 8-bit to 16-bit.
Right. Basically, the gang has to, he's got to go fight in a tournament. Because since he killed...
For, like, Tekken.
Right, he killed the main guy last time,
okay,
who was part in this underground fighting tournament.
Basically
stuff.
Mortal Kombat.
But
right.
Supernatural underground.
Right.
Ruled by some sort of crazy...
Shanks.
Basically.
Soul is mine.
And he's got to take the dude's place since he killed him.
Oh.
So... Hijinks ensue. The team, well, I guess we should say his teammates. He basically kind of books out and doesn't really.
Right,
know.
Doesn't tell them
he,
where he's going.
He
gets
doesn't get a
chance.
He gets kidnapped.
Yeah, he gets
yeah.
kidnapped.
And so they're like, oh, where's Rock? And so they're on like a little side mission to find it. They find
side
that
quest.
Eventually find out where he's going on, right? And so they sneak aboard a boat to try to get to what's going on. So, and of course, bunch of fights
and
classic battles. Did you look through this already?
Yeah, I looked through it. Yeah.
Oh, man.
There's only, this is 2 of 3.
2 of 3.
Yeah,
right.
There's, the third one is supposed to be more like RPG style stuff or whatever,
awesome.
Like Final Fantasy stuff. But
yeah,
right.
At first I saw the demon sorceress lady chick.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that would be such a fun lady to dress up as. Sorry.
Cosplay.
Yeah.
Right.
Cosplay. Yeah, thank you. Cosplay. Sorry. I'm winding down, guys. so, the sickness is hitting me. But that's what always happens to me because I'm like, yeah, that'd be so fun to cosplay. And then I read more and more and then I'm like, she's evil.
Oh.
Well, the evil ones are the best.
But I can't dress
Darth
up.
Vader. Cobra Commander. Way cooler than Duke. You know.
Oh. Drumhiller 2 as well came out. Did you get a chance to read that one?
I did. It was difficult to follow.
It is. Man, it sucks. I really like the book, but it is. It's kind of, yeah, there's a lot going on.
Well,
and
almost
stuff
feel like
going,
I should be tripping to read the book.
There's like little jokes.
Well, he
that
is.
Are kind of
well,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, but, and that's the catch. It's like stuff starts, it's hard to tell when stuff gets weird because Rosmo's art is already kind of just weird
trippy.
Looking and deformed.
All
anyway.
Of his art is.
Yeah, and so.
Cowboy Ninja
it's
Viking
like,
is.
There's
crazy.
A part
even
where.
Even the Dia de los Muertos.
He's.
Yeah.
He ends up, you know, he's meeting Bubbles or whatever.
Right.
In,
Michael
in
Jackson's
no.
monkey?
No.
Unfortunately.
No. Oh.
But apparently he had eaten some hallucinogens on the French fries whenever he got there. And then he starts tripping out as he's having this conversation with this chick. And again, I got
See,
lost.
See, no, that's not what I got. What I got is that this chick, the whole... She goes into the food court, and he tries to tell her that the world isn't too bad, and she tries to let him see what she sees, which is all people are just assholes and brains.
Right, yeah, because they're all these, like, giant
just,
worms,
it's just
sphincters.
Exactly,
like,
just sphincters. So. So what I got is that when the bog people come in, only he and Bubbles can really see the bog people for what they
yeah,
are.
That's what.
And mm-hmm. it's these hallucinogens that he sprinkled over the fries allow him to connect with Bogdan, which turns out is a female
is
in
a
this
female.
One.
Yeah.
And allows him to see, like, where she came from. And that way he's able to calm her, and she says, where is the light? So he's like, just follow
yeah,
me,
yeah,
and
follow
I will take
me.
You to the afterlife. I will, you know, I'll I don't know, put your soul to rest.
Right. But see, like, when he's first there, obviously, you know, you've got Harold here floating around. But it's all normal. It's fine. You know, he gets to talk to her, and then he does that. Or, you know, then she does that.
Right.
Whenever she goes crazy. And so, from there on out, it's like it reverts back to what's going on. But he's still got, like, all these bubbles around his head. So I'm like, is he seeing the... The Bogdans? Is he hallucinating the Bogdans, or is he was everything else a hallucinogen, and he's still seeing like some weird stuff? So it just confuses me in some points. I don't know why.
What's real?
Yeah, I don't know what. Yeah, it's crazy. Is what is it? It's the mystery.
The mystery of the mystery is the mystery.
The mystery. Yeah, the mystery of the mystery is the mystery.
So 3 layers of mystery.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's good, but sometimes it's hard to understand. Shaolin Cowboy, on the other hand...
Not hard to understand.
Not at all. Dark Horse, number 3. Number 3. And, yeah.
Once again, just right back into zombie killing.
Boom. Get you some zombies.
Not a lot to that. That was a valuable lesson for the boys this weekend.
Of course, last issue, he's running out of gas.
Right. It's
right.
Getting a little bit lower.
Getting a little bit low. This one, he runs out of gas, so then he continues on to jump over the tops of the heads of all the zombies. And then
he uses his ninja skills.
Yeah, that's through the whole book. It's just him smashing heads, punching through stuff, getting tired. He finds a clearing. And then he says, Ome Tofu, which basically means praise be to Buddha.
And he gets ready to face the undead zombies once again. Yeah.
But right before that happens, he has a little flashback with his master.
And we have dialogue.
That taught him the Shaolin ways. And then this cowboy guy that he met that taught him the cowboy ways, that nobody wants to die, but if you have to die, die last. And that's what gives him the strength to carry on to the next wave of zombies. So you've got, about 5-6 panels of small word bubbles. The rest is nothing but zombie slam.
Well, if you're like me and you don't like words, sounds like that's your winner.
Right? Because it definitely tells you.
He did the concept art for The Matrix, actually.
Wow. Yeah, see? But Jeff Darrow, Dave Stewart coloring it. I mean, it's a showcase of their art, which, I mean, basically it's an art book with a couple of words here and there. Of course, I guess really the number one issue had so many words that it kind of covered them for word limit for the entire series. So we'll see how that goes. Clown Fatale number 2 came out.
Such a
fun book. So you didn't even...
plug the ears. Right. Well, we won't go into too much depth on it, but the gangs are accomplishing missions, and it is... even as bit raunchier as it was last time.
Really?
You're working for the Russian mob, right?
Can I see?
Here. Basically, since they did
the first job.
They killed the drug dealer.
They end up talking to the main guy to do the main job. And they're like, hey, give us some money up front. He ends up giving them like $2,000, and then they go party.
Right.
And then... Russians break in. Fight ensues.
The actual assassins.
Yeah, the actual assassins. Old girl gets stabbed through the neck.
Oh, I forgot about old girl.
Yeah.
One down on the clown.
One down. But they're getting the job done.
Yeah, it turns out the little crazy Asian is a badass fighter.
Who catches
throwing daggers in midair and calls them toys.
Right.
So she's like the one from Sin City, right?
And it's funny because they were so worried about killing everybody. And of course, actually, remember when they got back to the circus, they got in the argument with their boss, the guy that ran the circus. Oh. They ended up shooting him because he's talking
disagreements.
Right. And so they basically killed that guy, and then they killed all the Russian people. And so they're like, since we have killed some people now, I guess we'll go do the job.
Right.
And so that's where we're at now. Yay.
But one of the favorite things I've read recently is
Rover Red
Charlie.
Garth Ennis,
actually.
Man, this is fun stuff. I tell you what, it's kind of like 28 Days Later from a dog's point of view.
Exactly.
And it's funny whenever they're trying to help the feeders, as they call them, and every time they're barking, what they're really saying is, I'm a dog, I'm a dog, I'm a dog. Oh, man.
Yeah, I love how they don't understand each other at all.
I mean, and it's every bit as brutal as anything, Crossed, any of that other stuff, because, they're swinging people, they come across humans that are going on this rampage, they're eating each other, stabbing,
the
killing,
dog
the breed. Yeah.
Zombie apocalypse.
Right. And so, it's still that.
Oh, it's Garth Ennis. So this is Dicks, right?
Yeah,
Garth Ennis did do Dicks.
Mm-hmm. And so you still have that, dark, mature stuff, but it's all from dogs, and the dogs have this kind of not necessarily campy humor, but it's real basic, because they're dogs, conversations or whatever. And
Number one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this might be amazing.
It's fantastic. Speaking of, Sherlock Holmes, Moriarty Lives, Dynamite number 1 came out.
Dude,
it is good stuff.
Really?
Yeah. Basically, it takes, after Sherlock, Moriarty battling on Waterfall.
Fall to their supposed deaths.
Right. Moriarty is just let people believe, I'm dead or whatever. And stumbles across a town run by this baron who's apparently some sort of occultist demon lord guy.
Yeah, absolutely,
whatever.
Yeah.
And inadvertently kind of helps some folks, and we see that he has kind of a softer side for him. I mean, he can be a nice guy.
Right, yeah.
But he's just not mad at
there
people.
There is some honor amongst thieves.
In an interview with Stephen King, did you know that he said Benedict Cumberbatch was his favorite interpretation of Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, I bet. Heck yeah. But yeah, so Where Harry Lives, you definitely gotta read that.
Jonathan Hickman not doing God is Dead anymore?
It didn't look like it.
Jonathan Hickman.
Oh.
It's Jonathan Hickman's God is Dead, but it says Mike Costa.
And yeah. So. Yeah, because they've made it ongoing, and so now Mike Costa is going to take over the story, because it was going to be a mini. But I'll now
it just sold so well.
I guess so. Yeah.
Dang, that's intense.
Yeah.
I didn't notice that on the first.
Which we need to talk about that one, because that one's been crazy. It's on issue four. Right now. So
yeah, I haven't read
Five's coming out Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Wait, seriously? Five is coming out when?
Yeah, I want to read it.
When did you say Five is coming
Christmas
out?
Christmas.
Yeah.
Did you not see the irony in that?
Yeah, I thought it was a little bit.
Number five of God is Dead is coming out on Christmas.
Yeah. oh, man. Manifest Destiny number two. That one? Did you check that one out?
Is this the one about Lewis and Clark
going exploring, you know, through the lands secretly on a hunt for demons. And they find some. And, like, the one that they come across is, like, 8 feet tall. It's like a buffalo half man. Buffalo thing or whatever.
So like a buffalo minotaur?
Yeah, they do like an autopsy on it and everything and find out that it's a baby. And so they're like, what in the crap if this is a baby?
How would they have found out it was a baby? It didn't have any genitalia?
Teeth. Okay. Yeah, they did some teeth things.
And, not fully matured.
Right. And so...
Where are the teeth at?
Yeah, they see that they're trying to go to La Pache. It's French. I can't remember that. So this
all
port. Over to this port. And, to find safety or whatever because of this thing or whatnot. And they see this lady jump off a cliff. And they go and try to find it. And then all they see is like this like earthy shape of a human down on the ground or whatever. Come across more of the beast. Wild beast things get chased into a fort. And close everything off and then stumble across the people that were there. And they're crazy, like, half plant. Well, like, they're being converted into plants or whatever, like, halfway through the stage or whatever. And so it is crazy, crazy take on Lewis and Clark journeys, I tell you what. That's a lot of what came out over the last week.
I think one should be 56.
So next week, or I guess what, tomorrow? So tomorrow.
Tomorrow's
Wednesday.
What are we looking forward to tomorrow?
East of West.
East
Saga,
of West.
Saga
is coming out. Yes, yes, yes.
Zero. Lock and Key's finishing tomorrow.
That's true.
Part two. Animal Man 26, Man. Only 3 issues left. I'm going to cherish it a little more.
Which, yeah, is it like this crazy dark side monster looking guy?
I have
no
idea, but it's an artist who I don't like as much.
Huh.
Did you see Ian's Dark Side this weekend?
Yes, that was awesome.
East of West 8.
Yeah.
Yes, East of West.
Harley Quinn number one, number one, not
there
the
is,
zero.
There it is.
Well, Daredevil 34, the only Marvel books I'm still reading. Black Science number
Black
two.
Black Science. Oh, man. I'm stoked for that.
Last Buzzkill.
Oh, yeah. It is the last Buzzkill. Dang
Can
it.
We talk about the third Buzzkill real quick? Did anybody
know
that?
Yeah,
So, third Buzzkill, he's still going through the steps of the 12 steps
of recovery.
Right. He has to make amends with it. I guess it's the Justice League in this world. It's all
the
superheroes.
The people that he used to work
right. Tries to apologize with him. The leader of it just basically kicks his butt.
Right.
And says, get away from me. Don't ever come back. So then his sponsor poofs him. And he goes to make amends with his girlfriend. And he walks in, tries to say, I'm sorry for being crazy and you don't need to be scared of me. Yeah.
Right.
Sorry for being an alcoholic superhero. He goes inside and it turns out, womp womp womp, his best friend has been sleeping with his girlfriend.
But didn't we know that?
We didn't know that.
I thought we did. Was that not that one guy that okay.
It's his
that
friend.
Saved him?
That it's kind of like the Batman. It's like Batman like grappling gun.
Right.
I thought it was the dude that saved in that. Okay.
Jeez, of course. Man, that's okay. Well, I'm really excited to see what happens now.
And then 17.
Finally, where we left off after 12, what was about to go down? I'm ready for this one.
What's really happening? Okay. And then Zero, a personal favorite, Alice Cott, number 4.
Ooh, that is a great cover.
Dark Horse Presents, number 31.
31. Oh, close. Yeah. With a new Hellboy who's going back to Mexico to get married.
And some mind management,
aww,
which is why.
Yeah.
And then the Illegitimates,
right.
Which is a book about pregnant spies.
Pregnant spies.
Oh, nice. Sassy.
And the first story arc is Who's Your Daddy?
But that and more all tomorrow. So we want to know what you're looking forward to, what you've been talking about, or I guess been reading.
What's been buzzing in your funny book world?
Yeah, what are you really digging? You want to chime in on what we've been talking about, or mention something cool, whatnot? Totally.
What are we email not us
EmpireStrikesBooks@gmail.com.
Brian loves reading your emails.
It's totally cool. You can hit us up on the Facebook there as well.
Makes us weak.
We can do,
As
well.
That was fun. I liked it.
Because we can do chit-chats that way, too. And it's pretty nice.
You can.
Can you just come up to the store?
You can totally come by the store.
Where's that at?
It's in person.
600 Northwest 23rd Street, Suite 103. Empire Strikes Books.
Which is the building next to Pizza 23 in Orangeley Park. You have to go in to the building.
West of Pizza 23.
Just go inside and you'll find us.
But yeah, this is episode 30. It's great. We have expansion to the team. We've got the four as usual.
Bye, bye.
Boom, boom. We're the...
I'm Jalen Rose.
We're the Sinister Six.
I'm not Chris Webber.
Okay. We're like the current Sinister Six right now. There's only five of us. Well, I'm Brian.
I'm Camille.
Jules.
Tyler.
And Blake.
Good night.
See ya.
Are you okay? Did you hurt yourself? Oh.